Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
And welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats with Beloit Trojans. Shauna Remus, head coach of the Lady Trojans, joining us here on KD Country 94. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You had Southeast of Saline on Friday, a 59-29 loss, but came back with a win over Republic County, 41-34 on Tuesday. Just going back to that Friday game first, what were some of the things that stood out there? Southeast, obviously a quality team. They moved up to number 5 and 3A this week. Just some of the thoughts on the Lady Trojans there from Southeast on Friday night.
Well, they shot extremely well. I mean, they came out, I think they hit, you know, 7 and 9 three-pointers in the first quarter, and so they got off to a really fast start, and we were just kind of, you know, trying to claw our way back in the entire game. But our kids played hard. You know, we did some good things. We saw some things we needed to improve on, and we were able to take some of that stuff into our game on Tuesday. But yeah, Southeast is very talented, and they're old, and in terms of, you know, juniors and seniors, and they play like it, and so they're a quality team.
Republic County, then on Tuesday, you're down 16-14 at half and did get the offense going a little bit there in the second half. Ended up with a 7-point win, 41-34. What were some of the differences you saw maybe from the group in the second half to be able to come back and get that win and get back on the right track?
Well, we kind of controlled, you know, the offense a little better, and we were able to get, you know, some dribble drives and attack the rim a little bit more, and we got some buckets to fall, and I just liked our intensity, and we didn't have very many turnovers, so that was awesome with this group too. But you know, this is a team that's just going to keep grinding and keep battling every game, and they give you everything they've got. But I thought we saw some really good things offensively in that second half that we can build on.
Again, two games left now before the break. You have Ellsworth next coming up on Friday night. You host them. They're just coming off of a last-second win over Minneapolis on Tuesday night. Ellsworth this season, 3-2, 1-0 in the league now with that victory. So what do you think about the Liddy Bearcats? What stands out most about them coming up on Friday?
Again, they're experienced. They've got some kids that have been playing a lot of varsity ball since they were freshmen, and now they're juniors and seniors. And so they're coming in, you know, with a lot of experience, and they're big. Their size scares me a little bit. We're going to have to be real physical with them. And then they sprinkle in a couple of freshmen who are really talented as well and can shoot the ball well. So they're going to be a huge test for us, but we're just going to try to get better every game and just build upon what's working with us. And just continue to get better at what we can control. And I think we'll see some good things.
Shauna Remus, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time, and best luck against Ellsworth coming up on Friday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Beloit Trojan boys basketball coach Ryan Eiler joining us. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Southeast of Saline there on Friday, the number one team in 3A, 68-46 lost. And you bounced back with a huge win over Republic County, 67-26. You led 13-0 in that one. Just a big win to finally get on the winning track here at the beginning of the year. Take me back to the Southeast game on Friday. You're down by just 2 at half. You stayed with them for a half of basketball, but clearly a very good team that you saw there on Friday, and they ran away with it in the second half.
Yeah, you know, they're a good team, a great team, and but I liked the way we came out and battled with them the first half. You know, we're right with them, and I thought our kids stepped up and rose to the challenge, and then in the second half, you know, they kind of stretched it to 10 for most of the second half. We cut it down to 7 late or mid fourth, and But then there at the very end, they had about a 2-minute stretch where they're able to stretch the lead another 10 to 12 points. And you know, they're capable of doing that at any point in a game. And I thought we stood that early on, but towards the end of the game, you know, they're able to go on that late run that got to the 22-point margin. But I thought our kids battled hard. I thought they were ready and just not able to stay with them the whole time.
Republic County, you jumped out again to the early lead. How big was it to get that win to maybe build some confidence for yourself on Tuesday there?
It was huge. You know, I thought our kids came out and they did what I asked. You know, I wanted them to be intense and I wanted them to share the ball and to be aggressive, and they did that defensively. You know, they basically Republic County had one kid that was able to knock down a few threes was all they got in the first half, and I thought our kids shared the ball well, and I thought that was huge. Sometimes, you know, even when the spread got 20 points or so, a lot of times kids will, you know, maybe look for their own shot, and our kids didn't. They kept trying to work on what we wanted to work on, and then found, you know, their teammates. And you know, for us, that getting the win, number one, is good, but also how we got it. It wasn't one that we struggled through. It was one that we went out and played well and did what we were supposed to. So pleased with our guys and pleased to get that first win of the year.
Ellsworth, your next opponent, they're 4-1 on the season. Picked up a low-scoring win last night, held Minneapolis to 18, a 39-18 win. But looking at Ellsworth with that 4-1 mark, Cravens obviously probably has your attention, but what do they bring to the table, some of the biggest challenges that you'll have with them?
Well, they got a lot of kids back with a lot of experience, and obviously the Cravens kid's one that can beat you by himself, so you want to focus on him, but they complement him with some guys that have played with him and have some experience. And so, you know, Friday's a big game for us to come out, and you know, it's a league game. They're in our sub-state, and so a lot of different factors that go into it. But you know, hopefully our guys are ready to go, because I think, it's a big game.
Ryan Eilert, Coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck on Friday night against Ellsworth.
All right, thank you.
And you can catch the games on the video stream at ncksports.com and also on Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls and the boys to follow.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit. For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue our Wednesday locker room chats with Osborne Bulldog head basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and online, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening at this time on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
And back in the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, as we're joined now by Trina Luters, coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, getting set to play another game, one more before the break, but you had three since we talked last as you finished out the preseason tournament as champs, winning over Thunder Ridge 52-35 and a big win over Lakeside 72-45 on Saturday, and then a big win Tuesday over Victoria 66-23. Just take me back in kind of a broad spectrum of how you finished the tournament there and picked up the wins over Thunder Ridge and Lakeside to become tournament champions. What stood out the most in those two wins?
We definitely were focused on our rebounding, and we did get in and rebound well offensively and defensively, and that was our focus, was the defensive stops and taking care of business on that end. Also, it was nice against Lakeside. We had four girls in double digits, and so we got other scoring, and that's always good when you see things clicking on the offensive end as far as getting everyone involved on that and getting multiple people in the game.
Again, you picked up those two wins. Obviously, a nice finish there against Lakeside. And then you kind of, it looks like, rolled into Tuesday at Victoria with the same kind of mentality, a big 66-23 win there. What were some of the things that you did well on Tuesday night to be able to kind of dominate that one from the get-go?
We moved the ball well. We saw the floor well. You know, we were running the floor and just making good passes, and we played a quick game of basketball. Again, we came out, we were very focused defensively. We haven't been able to have any JV games yet this year, and we won't have any before Christmas. And so part of our team focus and goal was to come out and take care of business early so that we could get everybody in. So we have 15 out this year, and we were able to get all 15 girls on the floor last night. And so that was also one of the things that we had set for ourselves as a goal, and it was nice to see us to get to do that. And I would say just seeing the floor well and knowing what needed to be done.
Test gets next for you again. They'll come to your place on Friday. It'll be the final game before the semester break here. It's a team that's 3-2, but you don't want to like fault who they're playing, but their schedule hasn't been the toughest of late, but to start the season. But when you look at Tescott, what do you see from their group? I know they do have some veterans on the team.
Yeah, they do have veterans, and Tescott is good at, they're deliberate. They can slow a ball game down, you know, and that's kind of their focus. I feel like when we run into them is that they're going to make good, smart passes, and they're just going to be deliberate with the night. So we're going to come in and just be very mindful of playing ball the way Osborne likes to play and focus defensively and get quick up and down the court. And it's always a good game of basketball when we can get as many people in as we can and get everyone offensively scoring and just everybody finding their little piece of the puzzle.
Trina Luters, coach of the Osborne Lady Dogs here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck as you finish out the first semester against Tescott Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Jamie Walters with us, coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, two wins and a loss since we talked last, actually, as you finished out the preseason tournament there at home. Lost to Thunder Ridge on Thursday, a tough one there, 44-42. But you came back with a nice win over Lakeside, 55-24 on Saturday. And then you beat Victoria, 65-43 on Tuesday. So you're 2-1 since then, as we mentioned. Just go over those last two games against Thunder Ridge and Lakeside there at the preseason tournament and how you finished up there.
Yeah, Thunder Ridge was a good learning experience. We, and I felt like we learned a lot from that game. Against Thunder Ridge, we were pretty tentative and, we were kind of letting the defense take it to us. We kind of stood around the perimeter and didn't really attack them the way we should. And I thought the last two games we did a much better job of attacking the zone and, getting in the paint a little bit more. And the Thunder Ridge game was a good game for us, and I felt like we've improved since then. So,
again, had the big win over Lakeside, but then coming back with Victoria on Tuesday. I know that's a team that usually is fairly athletic, whether they're really good basketball players or not is always something that you'll find out when you get into the contest. But overall, how do you feel about the way the kids played there at Victoria in a 22-point win there on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was a good. That was probably one of the best games we played for a while. We shared the ball really well, and you're right. They have athletes and a couple. All their kids could shoot, and they had a really quick guard that could get to the goal, and they had a 6'3" kid that could shoot it from deep. So they're pretty nice team, and they tried to be pretty aggressive with us defensively, and I thought we handled it really well. Our guards got everybody involved, and defensively I thought we were really solid. Once we kind of figured out what they like to do, I thought the kids adjusted on the fly really well and played really well.
One game left here in this first semester. You have Tascket coming up on Friday at home. They're 2-3, and really a team that's got a lot of experience coming back from last year. They didn't have a lot of success there, but you can tell it's an improved group. What are your thoughts on Tascket on Friday?
Yeah, just what you said. You can tell they're improved, obviously. Just their scores, and they jumped out on Lakeside, and we're rolling there. I obviously haven't seen it or anything, but obviously they're much improved than what they've been, and so we'll have to, continue to take care of our business, play aggressive defensively, and share the ball on offense, and hopefully that's enough. So,
yep. Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thank you for the time again this week, and good luck against Tascket on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/thegood.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And welcome back here in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94. Nick Lynn with us now, coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You ended up with a third place finish there at the Morris Classic in Russell. A very good Phillipsburg team that you fell to in the semifinals on Friday, 58-33, but you came back with a 55-37 win over St. John's Tipton in that third place game in Russell. Just take me back to the Friday game against Phillipsburg. What were some of the things that they did that caused the most problems for you?
Well, they're, obviously the size girl is going to make a big difference. And we try to contain her, and you're not going to eliminate all the things she does offensively. And as the game goes on, what I've noticed was the you know, when we get to the point where we can't, you know, we get fatigued and not move as well, she just keeps on going and going and going. And you know, a lot of her points were off, you know, the steals on their part in into transition layups and that sort of thing. And got hurt bad about that. We played well. I thought in the first half, we were at 1 point at the quarter, 1 point down at the quarter, and I think we were 8 down at the half. And so we were there, you know, for the most part in the first half, and then the second half it just kind of slowly leaked away. And give credit to them, you know, I thought they have a very good team, very good offense and defensive team, and they pretty much showed in our game.
St. John Sipton's a team you've never seen before, so what's it like to turn around with not a lot of prep time from Friday to Saturday, but you do get the win by 18?
Yeah, and it was really nice to see us come back the next day like that, and we're kind of battling some sickness, and like everybody is, and so we're trying to get through that along with playing basketball. But I thought we came back that next night and played pretty well against a pretty good St. John's of Beloit team. I thought they, you know, they got some athletes and they're got some seniors there that are pretty good, and I was pretty happy with our play.
Oakley's next for you. When you look at this team, it's the final game before the break, and a team that you've obviously gotten to know more and more each year that they're in the Mid-Continent League. What do you expect to see at Oakley on Friday?
Yeah, they have a change in their coaching staff, and with that, their whole scheme is different. You know, their previous coach did a lot of 2-3 zone, and they kind of mastered a 2-3 matchup zone, and you had to prepare for that, and he never got out of that. And this year they have a new staff, and it's pretty much predominant man-to-man. So we're going to see a lot of man-to-man stuff. It's a big league game for us, and hopefully we'll get that trip down there and get a win, and then before the break.
Nick Lynn, coach of the Smith-Centerletti, right here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and good luck there at Oakley on Friday.
You bet. Thank you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Alex Hobelman with us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we last talked. Your team fighting hard, but a couple losses there to Phillipsburg and Plainville. So you've played 4 games this season, and 2 of them have already been against Plainville and 3 against league teams to start this year. You did fall to Phillipsburg Friday, 44-24. Plainville on Saturday in the 7th-place game there at the Morris Classic, 61-49. Just looking back at the Phillipsburg game first, what stood out in that one and your first matchup with the Panthers this year?
So Phillipsburg's always a tough team. Coach Sides does a good job with them. What stood out to me was we had trouble with their 1-3-1 zone. I was anticipating Phillipsburg to come out more man-to-man, but they played this 1-3-1, and it really worked for them, and we had trouble with it. We couldn't hit any outside shots. We struggled shooting the ball, and when you go up against the zone, if you can't hit outside shots to get them out of the zone, then they can just kind of sit back in it, and that's what they did. So we shot the ball not great in that game, but it's kind of a learning thing for me. That's what I want to tell the guys is when we run into teams that sit back into the zone and shots aren't falling, we're going to have to be able to dribble drive and attack the zone. So if we see teams do that again against us, we'll know what to do.
Again, Plainville then on Saturday for the second time this season. They beat you by 16 the first time, 12 here the second time. What were some of the differences maybe in the game, and what's the challenge of playing a team like that for the second time here this early in the season?
It seems like it's always harder to play a team the second time when you beat them the first time. Sometimes the second time is always harder to beat them, and we came out, we responded well from the Phillipsburg game. I challenge the guys to be more aggressive on offense and look to attack more and look for their shots more, and they did that. And it's kind of amazing what happens when shots actually fall, and you get a little bit more urgency and energy on the defensive end, so that helped too. But I challenge our guys to just to be aggressive and have fun. And I like seeing teams twice because I think I think we can learn from the first game. Being the first game of the year, we were a little bit raw and we didn't quite know what to expect the first game of the year. And so the second game of the year, we came out ready to go.
Yeah, one more game before the break here. Oakley at their place. Haven't officially seen the score from Tuesday, but I'm guessing they lost to TMP, so they should be 2-2 going into that one. Oakley, what stands out about them? What do you expect on Friday here in your last game before the semester ends?
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of film on Oakley. They look pretty athletic. They've got some size as well. They look like they play mostly man, a little bit of zone, and they've showed some 2-2-1 zone press against Phillipsburg the first game of the year. So we've been talking about that this week, getting ready to see some zone press. We haven't seen much of it yet this year so far. So something a little bit different that we'll have to prepare for. But Oakley always seems to play some hard defense as well. And most teams in the league and the MCL, they're coached well and play hard on defense, so we're just going to have to keep being aggressive on offense and look to attack when we can, and hopefully the shots will fall.
Alex Hobelman, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again here for being with us this week, and good luck at Oakley Friday night.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and NextEng.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And NextTech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any NextTech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and by NextTech.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We have the Wednesday night locker room chats. I have head coach of the girls Thunder Ridge basketball team, Darren Grauerholtz, with us. And coach, you had a couple of nice wins, be able to put some points on the board. First up, Stockton, 50-20 victory.
Yeah, I thought we did a decent job. There's just so many things that we need to work on yet. I just felt like there were times in that game continuity was such an issue and we just couldn't get any kind of flow offensively. Defensively, it seems like we're finally kind of figuring our zone out and making sure we got everything covered. So I just felt like we are growing, but probably not as fast as I'd like to see it.
Okay, the next game out was Natoma 59-24. I know a couple of games where you got some teams that are learning or down some numbers, but still you got to play the games that are on the schedule, and you get the win there, 59-24.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and you definitely don't want to go backwards, you know, in those situations when you're still trying to get some things figured out yourself. So I just felt like, you know, we did a pretty good job. We didn't really come out real well in the third quarter and handle things like we should have, but, you know, good fourth quarter run there right at the beginning of that quarter. We got it to 30, and I just felt like we were starting to roll. So, but like I say, you just don't want to go to backwards in those situations.
You get a little bit of a break here as far as games are concerned, but you do get a string of practices, which I'm sure the kids love and coaches like it. Kids, I'm not so sure about. But anyway, you get a string of practices. You know, you've started with your rotation to start the season. Do you like where it's at? Do you want to add more to it? Do you want to shrink it a little bit? How do you want to handle that as you go into the second part of the season?
I like to have a bigger rotation if possible, if I feel comfortable with it, you know, and I think that's what we need to do is we really need to do a good job of getting a couple of them developed and ready to go. And the problem is I just haven't been comfortable in those situations. Coach Branch and I, we were talking about it last night and just saying that there's a couple girls feel like they're ready to step up, but I just don't have that confidence and trust in them yet. And that's the things that we need to figure out over this, you know, long 3-week break before we play again.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll check in on how some of those Christmas practices are going for you. Coach Grauholz, thank you for your time.
Hey, appreciate it, Jason.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. We're to have the Wednesday night locker room chats with us, and joining us for those, our Thunder Ridge boys head coach, Devon Branch. And Coach Branch, you're off to a 4-1 start and had a busy weekend. As always, a 44-42 win over Osborne to get things started last week in that Osborne preseason tournament.
That was a big one for us to turn around and after playing Lakeside and taking a loss, turn around and just getting our minds mentally prepared for Osborne. It was a dogfight. We finally started to make shots. We finally got our basketball legs and was flying around on defense. That was a good one to be a part of.
Yeah, and I suppose as a coach, you probably like to have a close game here or there in the beginning part of the season just to see how your kids react in tight situations.
Yeah, those games are always good. Understanding time of possession, making the right pass, or knowing when to get a steal and deflection. Like, close games are always the best ones to be a part of because they learn and we've worked so hard on stuff and then they can just execute it.
Okay, you back that up with a win over Stockton. Now, you know, Stockton, you know, no disrespect there, but they got some kids that are trying to learn the game again. But you went out, it was on the schedule, you had to take care of business, and you did that. Put some points on the board with 76 of them.
Yeah, we just wanted to, like you said, we didn't want to do too much. We're still trying to find our shots. So I just wanted to get out there and get some shots up, give the ball to our post and dominating the post and work on our press and press break a little bit. So it just so happened it was against those guys, but we needed to practice and we needed to get some more shots up. So
unfortunately, you had a game kind of taken away from you on the schedule, at least Natoma unable to play. So some extra practices. I suppose as a coach, maybe you like that. Maybe not so much the kids, right?
Yeah, it was kind of hard on them because they was looking forward to playing, but like I said, it works for us. And, we can get in the gym, get more shots up, work on stuff, put more plays in, and get better. So kind of works best for us.
All right, you got a big stretch of practices coming up here. What's one thing that you really want to see an improvement on here in the next couple of weeks?
I would say dribbling, seeing the court more, and working on our free throws, because we haven't been shooting free throws very good, even though we haven't been practicing very long. I think the most free throws we made in the game this year was 6, and I think the most we shot this year was 30, so we've been in the 30% range all year long from last year, shooting 78%. So I want that to improve because that's going to help us win those close games down the stretch.
Sure. Coach Branch, well, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you next week and see how some of those things are progressing.
All right, thank you.
Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent, Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC, and Next Tech.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Next Tech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Next Tech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nexttech.com/thegood.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.